Following a spate of Palestinian attacks within Jerusalem, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has asked the cabinet to consider a controversial and expensive new security plan. It's designed to keep Palestinians from entering Jerusalem from the West Bank. The plan would involve walls, roadblocks, and a large increase in border police presence along the edges of the city. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports now that the plan is seen as a sign of the fear and frustration felt by Israelis amid violence that seems endless.
It was after the second deadly Palestinian attack in a matter of days on the same block in downtown Jerusalem that a grim mayor, Ehud Olmert, repeated once again his pledge that violence would never force Israelis to hide in their homes.
I know that it is a long war, and this war we will have to pay prices, but not terror. Believe me, painful as it will be, will stop us from continuing our lives in the city of Jerusalem.
To that end, the Israeli National Security Council proposed a new security plan for the city, the kind of massive restrictive plan that has never won approval in the past. This time, it's getting serious consideration. The plan calls for more than 32 miles of walls, electronic fencing, or other barriers around Jerusalem. It would limit traffic in and out of the city to a few main roads, with all others physically blocked. 400 new border police would be pressed into service. If implemented, this plan would be the latest major change to a city with a long history of transformations. Israel captured Arab East Jerusalem in the 1967 war and tore down the wall separating the two sectors of the city. Israel annexed East Jerusalem, declaring the entire city the unified capital of the Jewish state. The annexation was never recognized internationally. The Israeli right wing is adamantly opposed to reconstructing that wall, and Sharon advisor Dori Gold says that won't happen under this plan, which aims to keep Palestinians outside Jerusalem from getting in.
Well, I think it would have been much more controversial if somebody had suggested dividing the city, if the problem had emanated from the Palestinian population inside of Jerusalem. But the notion of putting up obstacles so that somebody with a four-track vehicle can't circumvent a checkpoint, I think that's something that most Israelis would say is a good idea.
But the latest version of the plan, as modified by Sharon, would also envelop some 50,000 Palestinians within the Israeli security perimeter. Palestinian analyst Hassan Khatib says Israel knows full well that these barriers won't stop the militants, who have always found ways to avoid detection.
This does not prevent Palestinian activists from reaching wherever they want. It's only that Israel is taking advantage of the situations in order to expand the areas of Jerusalem that are annexed to Israel and under the direct control of Israel. It will give Israel advantage to expand their Jewish settlements, illegal settlements, in the occupied part of Jerusalem.
Many Palestinians still hold out the dream of a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. During the Camp David talks, the status of Jerusalem was one of the major issues that could not be resolved. Political science professor Reuven Hazan at Hebrew University says with this security plan, Israel is effectively proposing to take unilateral action on one of the most sensitive topics of any future peace talks.
This could rally the Arab world to support Yasser Arafat. This could bring him out of the closure that he is in with the United States and Europe basically turning its back on him. If Israel makes unilateral moves on Jerusalem, this militarily will not work and politically could blow up in our face.
Hazan and a number of other Israeli analysts from the left and right believe that this plan will never be completed. They cite the estimated $75 million cost and the fact that it would take years to complete, during which time the security situation could change dramatically. And no one here is under the illusion that this plan would actually bring security to Israelis living in Jerusalem. As Sharon advisor Dori Gold puts it, a wall might have worked for China in the 12th century, but not in the present-day Middle East. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.